That's the sound of about 50 students attempting something called the Caterpillar Race. They were in the school gym in Unalakleet, but they'd flown in from around the region for a busy weekend, the annual retreat for new youth leaders from across the Bering Strait School District. Youth leaders are chosen by their peers, not for their ability to coordinate hops in a single file line, but for being good friends. Students in each school were asked, if you had a problem, who would you go to? The students named the most in each school were tapped to become youth leaders. At the retreat in mid-September, guest speakers, workshops, and team-building activities helped prepare them to support their peers and make positive change in their communities.
I'm just really excited that you're here and you get this experience to think about who you are and be proud of that and hopefully share your story. This is storytelling.
That's Lorelei Ivanoff, a writer and researcher from Unalakleet who held a storytelling workshop. Telling stories is powerful, she told the students, especially your own stories. Lorelei asked the youth leaders to sign on to three agreements: be brave, be honest, and be respectful. She said, each of us has a story, whether we know it or not.
And this weekend is a time where we can look in ourselves, we can write out our own story and share that with our community so that we understand each other better, so that we live in healthier places.
Creating healthier places was also the aim of a suicide prevention workshop run by Unalakleet school counselor Kristen Rausch, Bertha Kowalik and Colleen Reynolds from Kowarik, and Unalakleet's own Nick Hansen, also known as the Eskimo Ninja. The adults recognized that being leaders among their peers can be a heavy burden for students. They told them, suicide is preventable, but you can't prevent every suicide. The workshop was about starting a conversation and giving the youth leaders tools to support their friends. It was clear the students already had a lot of ideas. When the adults pulled out a poster labeled How to Help, the sheet was quickly covered with dozens of brightly colored sticky notes. At the end of the workshop, everyone stood together in a circle, picked a sticky note, and shared an idea. The suggestions ran from watching funny movies with a friend to reconnecting with cultural traditions. After a full day of workshops and brainstorming, all the youth leaders came together on Saturday night to watch performances by the King Island Dancers and the Nome St. Lawrence Island Dancers. The groups included a handful of the youth leaders themselves, and by the end of the night, everyone was dancing.
And we're going to get ready to share out the whole group.
Before the dancing, the students all came back together in the gym where they'd run the Caterpillar Race. This time, they were sharing ideas.
I want you to share your big goals. What are the things you're trying to do in your school?
Alvin Washington, Frank Mayamik, and Riley Elachik are three youth leaders from St. Michael. They let me be their practice audience.
One of our goals were more involvement, student involvement and behavior.
More involvement and more communication.
All three said the best part of the weekend was getting to hang out with students from around the region. Building connections between their communities is a top goal for them. They hope to bring in guest speakers, and they told me they want to travel to other villages.
Where do you want to go?
Everywhere.
Reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Zoe Gruskin.